ball from the goal kick. Just about makes a halfway line. Low loses out. Picks up by the number nine. Strong challenge there, and he wins it fairly. And then, well, an interesting challenge there from Harry Winter. He's on the D, just beyond the centre circle, and he's put it out for a corner. I think he was looking for a challenge, but no challenge came in, and he's just whacked the ball out for a corner, taken quickly. Picked up by Thomas. Thomas into the penalty area with the ball. Great ball there. Goes across everybody. It should be a goal. And again, that was very, very poor. Static defending from FC United of Manchester. And, well, on 16 minutes, the corner was taken very, very quickly. I say it was a corner out of nothing, really, Paul. Yeah,
because and young Thomas had a hand in that, didn't he?
He took it quickly, whipped the ball in.
Yeah. And we just didn't react at the, in the box as the ball came across.
No, Mullings was initially the man that got to the end of it, and then at the back post, a little header, and very, very simple. And it was, I think it was Sam Avery. Sam Avery got the last touch on it, the big number five. Ball now, back in play, just over the halfway line, low there. Looks like it impeded, but the referee says no, and they play on. And then a late challenge there by Harry Winter, and the referee now will be over to have his challenges. It's the third time.
Counting.
Well, the problem is, see, Harry Winter takes it upon himself to be the enforcer. And I mean, sometimes he needs to pass that responsibility on.
Maybe Harry should say, look, just give me the yellow card now. Let's get out the way. You know, you're going to give me one later anyway, so...
Well, the referee's just turned around to him and said, look, the next one is going to be a yellow card. And
I mean, Harry should say, well, look, you know...
Just do what Roy Keane used to do, too, that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just give us a yellow, especially with David Ellery.
And we can all move on. Yeah.
Free kick's taken anyway. It's a long ball down this left-hand side, controlled tremendously well by... the Gloucester number nine then whips the ball into the penalty area. Oh, it's Pat Post there, so it should be two. It is again. It was awful, awful defending from FC. The ball was brought down brutally by Ed Williams on this left hand side.
John Thomas.
And then he whipped the ball in. And well, it was a misheader from I think this time it was Zach Corbett. And there he was, just there to just nod it in. Luke Thomas there, the back post. Again, a simple ball down the left hand side, whipped in. Poor defending, and it's 2-0 to the home team, Paul.
Well, if you don't pick players up within, say, 15 yards of goal, that's twice it's happened and twice we've conceded. Well, it is a corner, second one.
Second of the afternoon for FC United of Manchester, 2-0 down their trail. We've had 65 minutes of this game already, and FC United just starting to maybe thinking of something else. The ball comes across, it's headed away. Should be another corner to FC United of Manchester. Ashworth should let that roll out. In fact, it's not even going to get to the corner flag. It's a throw-in, which Jerome Wright will go across and take. Well, have FC United got any answers? They're sort of putting more pressure on in the second half. It's been a much better performance.
Could end up 2-2 this, who knows?
It's only one person coming for it, and that was Sam Avery. He won the header, and FC United outside the penalty. First half shot, what a great goal. What an absolute tremendous goal there by... it was FC United's Latham Lowe. The ball came out, so he chested down, he volleyed into the top corner. An absolute quality goal. Absolute quality.
That really was out of nothing, wasn't it? I mean, the ball was cleared out, but I don't think Gloucester really followed it up. They just kind of stood and watched a bit. And Lowe just had a bit of space, didn't he? And
he
really took his moment.
What a fantastic finish from Nathan Lowe. Absolutely outstanding. And FC United, with this wind advantage now, seem to be playing the more comprehensive and better football. Well, FC United have certainly second half affected the game. The substitutions have given a different dimension as well, as the ball played low and long to FC United's Ashworth. Ashworth, though, has got three players around him. He can't afford to lose it there. Plays a lovely ball to Williams. Ball to the penalty opportunity. Goal! What an opportunity. What a goal. It was Tom Greaves. Good football from FC United of Manchester. And equally deserved, certainly, there.
Well, that was a well-worked free kick. It was played in low to Ashworth on the edge of the box, which completely confused the Gloucester back four, and from then on it got worked quickly outside to the flanks. It was played into the box. Tom Greaves was first to react, and that's his 93rd for the club, I think.
Well, I tell you what, the ball played in to Ashworth. It was a 30-yard ball along the deck. Ashworth got it in the penalty area. He was surrounded by three players. You're thinking, what on earth is he going to do? He played a reverse ball out to Williams. Williams played the ball into the penalty area, and there was Tom Greaves to mop up. And well, it's deserved as far as I'm concerned, because it's been an absolutely excellent second half from FC United and Manchester. Just now, back on level terms. Let's just not lose our grip in this game, as it's an opportunity here now for the home team, but they're giving the ball away again. And low this time, lovely skill and touch.
Oh,
Lowe's going to score from...
Yes, he scored from 50 yards!
He scored from 50 yards. Nathan Lowe, he won the ball just outside in his own half, and he's just controlled it. You can see what he's going to do, and he's absolutely leathered it. The keeper, well, he's just got a palm on it, and it's into the back of the net.
Three goals in 22 minutes has turned this game completely upside down.
Well, can you believe it? The silence is deafening to the left-hand side, and that goal there...
Well, Beckham-esque.
Absolutely incredible. Nathan Lowe scored an absolute quality goal to make it 2-1. Then he scores, well, an opportunist goal from, what, 55 yards, 60 yards,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, he was inside his own half, wasn't he? And the keeper parried it, but he just couldn't keep it out.
But as soon as he saw it, I mean, that's great, great vision. Absolutely great vision there from Nathan Lowe. I mean, as I say, keeper now, well, under pressure.
Well, no wonder the keeper was caught by surprise, because Lowe just got the ball and just went, have that.
He didn't even look up, really.
Lowe knew exactly what he was doing.